As we celebrate this day after the wonderful feast of the most holy and sweet name of Mary, being Saturday, we are supposed to celebrate a Mass of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And of course, here, as we pray every day also, I've chosen to use the Mass, the propers of the Mass, of Our Lady of Prompt Succor. And there we see the readiness that she has to help us in every way. She hurries to our assistance. And so we pray, and she hurries to our assistance. Our Lady of Prompt Succor hasten to help us. And of course, we see in the first reading of today's Mass that the Blessed Mother speaks about all the different qualities with which God has endowed her. And this has been done since her creation in the womb of her mother, St. Anne. In addition, in the Gospel, we have the miracle of the wedding feast of Cana. Now, that was the first public miracle of our Lord. And it was the Blessed Mother who brought it about, just as she brings about, even today, many miracles for us. And so she noticed, and as a good mother, she noticed everything about the food and the wine and the drinks and whatever was necessary. And then she noticed they had run out of wine. So she goes to Jesus and says, "They have run out of wine." He understands, and he says, "Qui tibi et mihi est mulier," a woman, using the title of Mary from Genesis and from the foot of the cross, a woman, "what is it to me and to you? It's none of our business," in other words, but it is his business and her business, because he realizes that she's asking him to perform the first public miracle. After this, the apostles and disciples who were there, and that's probably why they had run out of wine, because there were so many extra guests that had shown up with our Lord, they could see this miracle. They did not yet understand who he was, how he was. And so the Blessed Mother goes to the servants, simply saying, "Do whatever he tells you." She doesn't plead with him or argue with him. He knows what she wants, and he will do it. Even today, when we go to Mary, we present her our necessities, our needs, and she goes to Jesus, and he will do it. And so he did. Performing the first public miracle, now everybody knew. Before, everybody wondered, who is this? Is this perhaps the Messiah, or maybe not? But now they know. He transforms 6 water jars, most of them containing maybe about 30, 36 gallons of water. He transforms them into the best wine that any of them had ever tasted. Our Lord doesn't do things in half measures. He gave them the best wine, and there has never been anything like it till now, nor shall there ever be, maybe perhaps, in the banquet hall of heaven, when we shall feast with Jesus and Mary and St. Joseph and all the great saints in the banquet of heaven. Let us continue to pray to Mary, to beseech her to ask for us, and then she will turn to us and say, "Do whatever he tells you," and immediately the miracle shall take place. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.